Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio App. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. We love to hear your comments and let us know what you think about my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, too blessed to be stressed. Today I want to drop some nuggets with you on mental health from a biblical perspective. Within the last couple of months, it's just mind-boggling. People are committing suicide and, you know, lots of killing going on. So I'm like, okay, God, what is this about? So we know all of this is an attack of Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants you in hell with him. Trust me, he doesn't want you to go to heaven and have a blessed and eternal life, enjoy that mansion and walk those streets of gold. He doesn't want that for you. So he's running rapid like a lion, devouring who he may. I'm telling you, he is out here rapid. It's unbelievable. I've never seen so much evil attacks people are experiencing in this world in my lifetime. So what I'm going to tell you about, I mean, we're fighting. We're fighting a spiritual battle, people. We got to get it together and learn the tactics of Satan so you can overcome them. So I usually don't listen to the news that much because it's just too negative. But after Miss USA situation and then 8 to 10 days later, Miss Alabama, I started looking at what is really going on and all these rappers being murdered. I'm like, okay, Satan, you're trying to take out the young people. So young people, if you don't know Jesus, it's time to know him because Satan is after your soul. He doesn't want you to get to be an adult and live a prosperous life. So, like I said, my broadcast is going to give you some mental health solutions according to the Bible. So I went and found this article. It's called The Fight for Mental and Emotional Health. Now, millions of Americans suffer from mental and emotional illnesses, many of which can be crippling. Please understand, there is nothing wrong with suffering from these problems. The presence of anxiety, depression, or any other mental or emotional illness is not a sign of a lack of faith. However, that doesn't mean that we should simply sit back and wallow in our issues. Instead, we should do everything possible to fight for mental and emotional health. There was a study published in 2011 that discussed how many prescription antidepressants were written by mental health professionals in 2010. The number is staggering. More than 253 million antidepressants were given to people by their doctors in 2010 in the United States. In the 12 years since, that number has increased by 30% every year since. That means that the number of antidepressants have gone up by around 360%, putting the 2022 number somewhere around 900 153 million. There is certainly no doubt that there is a mental health crisis in our nation. Mental health is not inherently a spiritual issue. It's not an inherently spiritual issue. Instead, there are millions of people who have chemical imbalances that lead to the mental and emotional issues that they suffer from. If you or someone you know is suffering from mental illness, please seek professional help. Doing so is not an indication of a lack of faith. God can certainly heal these problems. He has also blessed the men and women in the medical field to treat these problems. While mental and emotional health aren't inherently spiritual issues, Satan preys on these issues in the lives of believers. When you suffer from depression, anxiety, anger, or any other mental or emotional issue, he can deceive people. And that is his job. He's here to deceive you, to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why the suicide rates continues to climb. And it's why people are struggling in their pursuit of mental and emotional health. As is always the case, Scripture provides us with the insight that we need to find a way to battle for mental and emotional well-being. Now, who controls the heart? Psalms 51:10 says, "Create a new clean heart within me. Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires, ready to please you." Now, you need to write these nuggets down because they're coming from the Word of God. Psalms 51:10. One of the first steps to fighting for mental and emotional health is to determine who is in control of your feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Unfortunately, we often delegate the control of our heart to whatever is going on around us. We allow our circumstances, other people, and any other number of outside sources to control our hearts. While we're talking about mental and emotional health, most of these issues tie to our heart. No, this isn't about the organ that pumps blood to the rest of your body. Instead, the Bible discusses the heart as the innermost part of who we are. It's important that we understand who is controlling it and release that control to God. That's why the Bible says that we should guard our hearts above all else, because everything we do flows from it. That comes from Proverbs 4:23. Our emotional and mental health flows from our hearts. We're quick to guard our material possession, such as cars, homes, bank accounts, and everything else, but we often overlook our hearts. In a physical sense, a heart attack occurs when arteries become blocked. Mentally and emotionally, our hearts come under attack when we allow the buildup of outside sources to block us. What's blocking your heart today? When you allow negative forces to have control over your innermost being, your mental and emotional health will struggle. What's controlling your mind? Philippians 4:6-8. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. So keep your thoughts continuously fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. According to experts, the human mind processes anywhere between 50,000 and 80,000 thoughts in a single day. Have you ever taken the time to think about what you're thinking about? If you spent some time in thought inventory, what kind of thoughts would be at the top of the list? If we leave our thoughts unchecked, they will take full control of our lives. If you are already prone to anxiety, depression, or some other mental health issues, your thoughts can have a major impact on your overall well-being. There is good news, though. You do not have to be a prisoner of your thoughts. You have the power to control what kind of thoughts are running your life. Look at another passage that Paul wrote, 2 Corinthians 10:5. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. There is a battle going on for control of your mind. It's easy to fall into the trap of assuming that you're a spectator, or even worse, a victim in this battle. However, that idea doesn't line up with Scripture. Instead, you are in charge of taking those rebellious thoughts captive and replacing them with the things that Paul discussed in Philippians 4:6-8. Fighting for your relationships. Proverbs 27:17. It takes a grinding wheel to sharpen a blade. And so one person sharpens the character of another. Finally, when you are facing times of mental or emotional turmoil, it's easy to retreat within yourself. We have a tendency to isolate ourselves when we're facing times of adversity. That's exactly what Satan wants you to do. An idle mind is the devil workshop. Have you ever seen a nature special where a hungry lion preys on a gazelle that is isolated from the pack? The Bible teaches us that Satan is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. When we isolate ourselves during periods of personal pain, we're in a better position for Satan to destroy us. You need other people in your life. Humans were designed with connection in mind. When God put Adam in the garden, he immediately said that it wasn't good for him to be alone, and he created Eve. Fight the urge to recoil and isolate during moments of emotional and mental pain. When you're suffering, find someone who you can trust to share your pain with. Doing so not only fulfills God's design for you, but it also helps you avoid the threat of Satan preying on you while you're alone. The battle for mental and emotional well-being is a never-ending one. Even if you were not diagnosed with a mental health issue, you still need to fight to protect your mental and emotional well-being. Doing so ensures that you are walking in the kind of total peace that God wants for his people. So the nuggets I want to leave with you, when you're alone, find someone you can talk to that you trust, that they won't run and tell your business. My solution is talk to God, because he's not going to tell nobody, okay? Even though I can't see him physically, I feel him spiritually. And it's like he's right here with me spiritually. So that's how I maintain my emotional and mental stability. I talk to God. But there are people here that, you know, my mom used to always tell me, you know, that's why he gave the knowledge and wisdoms to these doctors. But let me tell you something. You have to trust God. He is everything to man. He has the solution to all of your problems. Yes, people went to school to acquire these skills, but you still have to be careful in who you let do something to your body and your mind, okay? Because some people are out here to destroy you, and you got to make sure your doctor is saved. You got to make sure your doctor is saved before he perform any type of operation on you. That would be the first question to ask him. Are you saved and can we pray? Because once they give you that anesthesia, it's not a guarantee you coming back to this earth. So that's another nugget. Make sure your doctor is saved and make sure you pray with your doctors and anybody that's going to put their hands on you doing that operation, because you want to come back to life and not die in that circumstance. Another thing to keep your mental and emotional well-being intact is meditate. Meditate on the word day and night, because, you know, Satan hates to hear the name of Jesus. When he hear that name, he will flee. So call on Jesus when you get into those moments when you feel depressed or when you under anxiety. Just call on his name. He's there every time. He will come and see about you, and you do not have to let Satan take full control of your mind, body, and soul, because that's his agenda. Like I said, he's out here to steal, kill, and destroy so you can be in hell with him and his misery. And you don't want to be in misery forever, because when you go to hell, that's forever. And all he's going to do is sit up there and laugh and say, I got you. You fell for the trick. You fell for the trick, okay? But just think about living in a mansion, walking on those gold streets in heaven. No more crying, no more dying, no more pain. Okay? That would be an easy choice to make. Mansion of misery, gold street, happiness of peace. Okay? Those are the two choices you have. Those are the two choices you have. And God, in making this world, wanted everybody to be in heaven with him. But Satan thought he was better than God and tried to take over heaven, and God kicked him out, and he is the father of this world. And that's why we're going through what we're going through. Because he is mad with God. Because God kicked him out. So stay in the word. Stay in the word. Meditate on it day and night. And he will flee away from you. I am a witness. He will leave you alone quick and in a hurry. Soon as you call the name Jesus, he's going to flee. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Like I said, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, definitely leave a voicemail on the feedback. We would love to hear what you think about Bashani Radio, okay? Also, want to again take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life and to get you to heaven to live with Jesus forever. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, go to lindamonroe.com, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It would truly be a blessing. I will send you an autographed copy along with a gift. It will truly, truly, truly be a blessing. So stay tuned next week for the Linda Monroe Show, dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. All is well, God loves you, and so do I, and the best is yet to come. Until next week, be blessed.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.